Welcome to today's program, The Beauty of Grace, and I'm Pastor Pete Norris of Harvest Fellowship Church, Goldsboro, North Carolina. It is a privilege and honor to be with you today to be able to share this message of hope and life-changing transformation, because your life is never going to be the same after today. So we want to talk about, look at the glory of Jesus that's on the inside of you. No, 2 Corinthians 8 and 18, 3 and 18, which is one of my favorite scriptures. But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. I want to ask you a question. When you look in a mirror, what do you see? Of course you see yourself, but God does not want you to see yourself in the natural. You may be sick, weak, broke, depressed, yet God wants you to see yourself in the way He sees you, healed, strong, rich, whole, because Christ is in you. 1 Colossians chapter 1, verse 27. God wants you to behold, or to look as in a mirror, the glory of His Son who is in you by His Spirit. As you do this, His Word says that you are being transformed from glory to glory, from poor to rich, from sick to healed, from loser to winner. Turn to somebody. Maybe you're riding in a car, you're sitting in a room. As you're listening to this, maybe as two or three people, or even as a group, send this out to somebody. Turn to somebody. Maybe there's nobody in the car with you, but turn and say, look, I'm a winner, and I'm prosperous, and I'm healthy, and I'm wealthy, and I have peace in my life. All these things, begin to quote them over your life, over and over and over and over, until you become exactly what you see yourself becoming. The world may say, you can't be that easy. You can't be transformed by beholding the glory of Jesus. No, you must do something about it. If you don't put in effort, nothing will happen. If you don't start making changes, nothing will change. But the world will never understand that you are beholding the glory of the Lord, who is the successful one in you. You're being transformed from failure to success. And this is not accomplished by an effort of yours to get ahead in life, but by the Spirit of the Lord. Zechariah 4 and 6, it's not by power or by might, but it's by my Spirit, saith the Lord. As you behold the glory of Jesus, who is in you by His Spirit, you are being transformed from poor to rich, from sick to healed, from loser to winner, from stress to peace. All these things are being transformed in our life as we begin to trust the Jesus in us. And so as I begin to trust that Jesus in me, I want you to understand that you can trust the image. You look in the mirror, you may see a failure. Why do we look in the mirror anyway? To find out what the flaws are, to see if there's anything wrong with us, or fix whatever is wrong with us, to see if we got something on our face, or see if we got hair growing somewhere we don't need it, have it growing. But what I'm trying to get you to see is to see the glory of the Lord in you, that the anointing that God placed inside of you is manifesting and bringing out the image of Christ that's on the inside. As you behold or look the glory of the Lord, who is the healthy one in your sick body, you are transformed from sickness to health. And this is not accomplished by an effort of yours to keep fit or eat right, but by the Spirit of the Lord. Now think about that a minute. Are you operating by the Spirit of the Lord? Are you trusting the Spirit of the Lord? Now there's nothing wrong with eating right. There's nothing wrong with working out and trying to keep fit. But really, it's by the Lord's wisdom and revelation that you're sustained, that you're walking in health, that you're walking in prosperity, that you're walking in favor. And He says, as He is in the world, so are we on this earth. In the world. So we see that as He is, so are we. So how is He? Everything's good with Jesus, so everything should be good with us. 1 John chapter 4, verse 17. So we're walking in a level of revelation because we understand what He's made us to be, not really what I see in the mirror, not really what I heard growing up, not really what somebody told me all the time. But my friend, what can be easier than beholding the beauty of the Son? What can be easier than beholding or looking at the beauty of Jesus? So look in the picture, look in the mirror at Jesus, and look and look and look until you see Jesus' face where your face is. So stop focusing on yourself and your efforts. How are you going to make it work? How are you going to get better? How are you going to do better? Look away from these things and begin to behold the glory of Jesus who is in you right now, and you will begin to behold the miracles that you need for your life. That's the wonderful thing about looking and prospering, having good success. He said, my beloved brethren, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your suki, your soul, prospers. So we got to understand that as we go through life and we understand the wisdom and the revelation of God, we understand the power of the revelation of God and the purpose of God, because through Christ we can do all things, because greater is He that is in us than he that is in the world. So if we look at ourselves and we see our body sick, look in the mirror till you see yourself well, till you see yourself prospering, till you see yourself in that position. You know, they asked Arnold Schwarzenegger, I'll never forget this. They said, well, how did you come to America? America and be so successful. He said, I painted a picture of what I wanted and I stepped in it. Well, brother, you got to paint a picture and see yourself the way you want to be and start operating and believing and confessing that that's you, confessing that's you, confessing that's you. And you'll see the manifestation of that, because whatever you believe about yourself, man believeth himself. And I'm telling you, because the only thing that's truth is the Word of God, John 17, 17. So you and I are the truth of the Word of God. And if he says I'm healed, then I'm healed. If he says I'm prospering, I'm prospering. If he says I'm rich, I'm rich. If he says I have peace, I have peace. But he didn't give us the world's peace. He gave us his peace. That's the beauty of grace. Behold the glory of Jesus in you.